Welcome to Grow Your Influence, leadership conversations for business owners and managers. Whether you own a business and have a team, or leadership is part of your role, welcome, you're exactly where you need to be. Join co-hosts Juliette Robinson and Christy Lee Billett for their regular conversations on all things leadership. No corporate jargon, no textbook ideologies, just real life experience unpacked in a relaxed way to help you be your best boss and lead your team with confidence, clarity, and control. This is Grow Your Influence. Let's dive in.
Christy Lee, we're back. Hi.
We're back. Hey, Juliette, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm really interested in this conversation today. We're going to be talking about reward and recognition programs. And I think this is really, you know, where your expertise is going to come in, because I talk with teams about reward and recognitions in terms of motivators and in terms of where individuals are wanting to get to in their careers and in their roles. But I think you have a whole lot of really specialist expertise in this. So where should we start?
Well, it's such a big topic. I think I get asked about this at least once a week. I feel like I get asked about this topic a lot, and it comes from a few angles. And often it is about that motivation piece. How do I motivate my people? What sort of reward and recognition program should I have in place?
Yeah.
And also it comes from the angle of, I've heard about a reward and recognition programs. How do I do that in my small business?
What does that actually mean?
Because a lot of the businesses I work with, of course, are small businesses, and they don't have the resourcing or capacity to do what the businesses do, and yet we're in the same competing space for talent. So we're always trying to understand how they can do this kind of thing in their business in a way that's not going to send them broke, of course. So, I get asked about this a lot. Do you get asked about this a lot as well?
A bit, but more in terms of motivation. And I think that the areas where I have these conversations are family businesses, because trying to create equity around family rewards and recognition versus employees, but also owners and how they can, because I work with a few business owners who basically put everything on the card and do anything they like, and what their employees see is that they're doing everything they like, but when the employees are asking for a raise or a bonus or whatever, it's not necessarily available. And so when I go in to talk with the team, these are the sorts of things that come up, and it's very demotivating for people in that situation to sort of see business owners rewarding themselves but not necessarily rewarding the team. So I tend to have those conversations more.
Interesting. That's a really, that we could unpack that last
I know,
point
that might be
in a whole other episode. Let's park that. Because that is big. It sort of gives me flashbacks to my early career, actually.
Manager
used to choose which sports car we would take to the appointments.
but not necessarily give you a bonus.
You can't have any leave.
So we
can do some therapy on that in a whole other episode.
Okay, excellent. We'll do that.
But I think when we're talking about reward and recognition, I think where we need to start is really just firstly at a high level unpacking the difference between the different types of motivation, because this is where it comes down to. Employers are looking to implement reward and recognition programs because they want to motivate their people. That's the crux of the intention. And what I often see is businesses trying to throw money, gifts, extravagant things, outings, weekends away at their staff in order to motivate them.
Yeah.
And they're very shocked when I share with them that, oh, that's great, but if your team aren't what we call intrinsically motivated or engaged in their job, you're basically throwing money at the wall. And I get very surprised when I share that with them, but it does also make a whole lot of sense, because they've often tried lots of things that have cost them money and have felt like it was a waste of time, it wasn't appreciated, it was almost thrown back in their face. And that's fundamentally because there was a lack of intrinsic motivation. So when we talk about intrinsic and extrinsic, of course, is the internal motivation towards someone's job, role, company they're working for. It is hard to define, but it is that level of psychological commitment to work, because they really are genuinely invested personally in doing well at work.
And now, sometimes it's wanting to be part of the something bigger.
Yes.
Sometimes it's really connecting with the role they're doing because they feel they're making a difference. And sometimes it's because they feel that the organisation they're working for is making a difference in some way.
Yeah, but it's that psychological time to something else, yeah. Whether it's the job, the cause, the greater vision. It's that these people are internally going to show up and do a great job, no matter what reward or recognition you give them. They've already got that.
Yep.
When someone doesn't have that, you can't do anything else. You've got to fix that problem first before any reward or recognition program is going to do anything good for you. So I think, you know, and we could unpack that in a whole other episode, but that's just really important to fundamentally understand. If someone is not internally motivated to do great work, doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter how many carrots you dangle, whether they're gold-plated or anything else, it's not going to get them to where you want them to be.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you do have to take a step back and fix the underlying issues first. So I thought we should just put that out there initially.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's really important because otherwise everything else we discuss from here on in may not work. So,
And we could probably do an episode on motivation, and probably we should. I know we've talked about it in the past.
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't actually. We should definitely do an episode on motivation.
Yeah, because I think there's a whole lot of stuff we can talk about in terms of building that intrinsic motivation.
Yeah.
Of the things I would say about extrinsic motivators, and you touched on some of the things that people do, you know, as in taking people out to dinner or giving them treats or whatever it is, gifts and things. And to me that, or when I see that and I'm talking with someone who, as you say, says, I can't believe it, you know, I've just been so generous and I've done all these things and they don't seem to appreciate it. When I talk with the team, so often what you hear is, I don't want to spend my Friday night with the team. I've got a wife and children at home or a partner and kids or whatever it is. You know, I don't want to spend more time with the team. I'd rather you gave me a dinner voucher to take my partner out to dinner.
Yes.
And we can go and do something that matters to me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I absolutely am not coming on a weekend away. I don't care how glamorous and exciting it is, because I actually prefer to take my kids to the footy or, you know, be at their sport on Saturday morning or whatever it is. So I think we get that wrong because we assume what motivates us motivates everybody. What we find exciting will be exciting for everybody.
Yeah, and because it's our business and we, and I don't put myself in this camp because I never did this, but and we want to spend all the time thinking about the business and talking about the business, but our team are going to want to do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the case. And I think that in itself is one of the biggest pitfalls I also see as well. And this comes down to what I like to sort of refer to as individually incentivizing as part of our reward and recognition programs. And by that, I mean really getting to know your people really, really well.
Absolutely.
But if you are going to incentivize them or reward them, it is in a way that matters to them. The simplest example I usually give of this is you've got a team, they've done an amazing job, you want to reward them for the amazing job, and you're going to give them all $200 gift vouchers. And you could just go and get $200 Visa gift cards, no problems. That's the reward. Everyone's happy. It's equal across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you took that $200 per employee and you went and got a day spa voucher for Jenny because she's really into a pampering and she loves going to a day spa, and you went and got Joe a BCF voucher because he's into his camping and his outdoor adventure kind of stuff, and then you went and got someone else a voucher to go to the movies because they're a massive movie buff. You spend the exact same amount on each team member, but you've individually rewarded and incentivized for their contribution.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen in those cases is when Jenny goes to the day spa and uses her gift voucher, not only is she going there thinking, this is going to be lovely, but also how lovely is my boss because they knew how much I would love this.
Yes.
Where if she's just got a $200 Visa gift card that she's spending on the groceries or whatever, she's going to have no connection to spending that money with the work. And so if we can, and it's the simplest thing, like it's really not that hard and it costs no more than what you would have already spent.
Yeah.
Yet it has a significant impact on how it's received.
I think that's so true. I think I saw that actually through COVID. It was interesting.
Mm.
One of the teams I worked with, the boss sent out hampers to everybody, which is a lovely idea. But a couple of people said to me, I don't actually drink tea.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a tea and coffee thing and all that sort of stuff. And I don't, you know, the mug, you know, yeah, nice, but doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. Nothing personal.
It would have been such a simple thing to tailor that so that, you know, that person, maybe they got the movie hamper, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
with chips and nuts and a cocktail mix or something, you know.
Yeah.
As you say, just thinking about it personally. And this feeds into the intrinsic motivators for people. When they stay and these things happen, it feeds that as well.
It does, because they feel that they're heard and they're seen in the workplace.
Yes.
So
appreciated in that way.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I think definitely individually incentivizing, and you have to get to know your team. It's the only way to do that, is really important. And also, you know, I like a mix in a reward and recognition program between something quite structured. We meet this target, you get this result or this bonus or this extra thing. But I also really, really love seeing more sporadic, random acts bedded in. And you could strategically bed it in and just not tell the team about it if you need to budget for it.
Yeah.
But the element of surprise and the surprise of thank you for a job well done in some way, shape or form, I think it has even more impact than a reward they knew they were going to get because they got that goal.
Yes.
So I think both work brilliantly together.
It's really interesting you say that. I was talking with someone last week and we were talking about some of the complexities around motivating people at the moment, and they'd had a really good month, and so she organized for bottles of Australian sparkling for all the team members, but she knew who didn't drink, and so she organized for them bottles of non-alcoholic things, you know, just really simple, and no one was expecting it, so it was sort of like, oh, that's nice, you know.
Yes.
And I'm sure there are a few of them probably don't even drink champagne, or, you know, but they can
the
give
gesture.
It to their partner or exactly, and they recognized the gesture and appreciated it. And she'd done a little bit of that kind of, well, she knew who didn't drink, so you don't give that to them. But it was the sporadic nature of it, as you say, just that sort of thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it.
The surprise element, it really does go so far in people feeling even more special at work. So I like to see definitely that built in.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have a structured reward and recognition program, I think some of the key things there are tying it in to your organizational objectives, because there needs to be a point to why you're rewarding people and it has to help you get further along.
Mm-hmm.
Tying it into smashing KPIs out of the park, not just meeting KPIs because that's doing their job, actually smashing them out of the park.
Yeah.
So tying them into actual tangible, measurable results that matter to progress and performance, I think is really, really important. You know, not just getting rewarded for showing up every day,
but getting also rewarded. Yes, and not rewarding performance if behaviour is bad.
Oh, 1,000%, yes.
Know, because the team knows there can be somebody who comes across as a really good performer, but then the team knows that in the background that person is not behaving in a way that kind of supports the team or helps other people or whatever it is. So being able to tap into that is really important as well.
So true. And we see that a lot with business development and sales teams where their targets are financially driven. Yeah. They're based on revenue, profit, sales. And so as soon as they meet those, they're automatically defaulting into these, you know, monetary.
Often big monetary. Yeah.
And there's nothing tied into behaviours.
Yeah.
So when I'm working with teams and we're developing those, yes, we will have the monetary goals, of course, but we will also have, and you must be, acting in accordance with our values at all times.
And I think that has to be part of it.
Yeah, really it absolutely has to be, because otherwise that's really culturally destructive.
Yeah.
Lost my words totally. to a business, if you've got someone that's getting rewarded for terrible behaviour.
Well, and it's very demotivating for everybody. Mm-hmm. So you're actually negating any kind of positive you might have got from giving bonuses. When people see somebody who behaves badly in the team being rewarded, even if the, you know, it makes sense because they've met some goal that was already specified, but if they know that person's behaving badly and we reward them, that's everybody just really, and you can see it happen. They just go, well, what the hell, you know, yeah. why yeah. should I bother yeah. doing all this stuff that supports everybody else? And why am I sharing my information and putting in the extra time and the effort and things? Yeah. And that person's getting it all, you know, when they haven't done any of that.
Yeah. So it's yeah. absolutely true. I think you've got to have that better need. And I think largely small businesses, especially, you might say little of the family businesses you work with, massively overthink recognition programs. Like yes. they need to have this huge structure like a corporate does. Most corporates don't need to have that structure. They just need it to protect themselves from themselves a lot of the yeah. time. We don't need to make it complicated or hard work for anyone.
No.
It really can be very simple and still be very effective.
Mm, I totally agree. And if it comes with goodwill and you understand what's going on for your people, then I think you will get it right. You know, you will.
You just listen to your people. That's all, yes, all it takes.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm, yeah.
Mm, because I think, I mean, there's a whole lot of technical stuff that can go into reward and recognition. But unless you get this underlying stuff sorted out, the technical stuff is really easy, isn't yeah. it, really? You know, and you can systematize it and do all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's getting this people side of it right that makes a difference.
And there's, you know, if you want to go to that level, there's loads of outsource companies these days that help, you know, and there's companies like Perfbox and all different places that can help to create that kind of next level up experience. But I actually don't think it matters for most employees. Mm. They actually don't care about the gym membership. They don't care about, you know, the movie ticket, you know, discount vouchers. It's yeah. not, those things don't matter to most people. If you can get the individual part right, yeah. you're going to have a much higher success rate.
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 I agree.
Mm.
Oh, I feel like I should go and have a conversation with somebody about, you know, what motivates them.
It is like everything else, getting back down to the basics. Know your people, know what's important to them.
Yeah.
Listen and act accordingly, mm. and you'll get it right. You yeah. really don't need to overthink it much more than that. But I mean, I think the main thing is, do be thinking about rewarding your people. I mean, nothing is more demoralizing mm. than, I talk to teams when I'm doing exit interviews all the time, where they say, I'm only ever told when we're doing a bad job. We're never told when we're doing a yes. good job.
Yes. Yes.
So totally the fact agree. You're listening to this episode and thinking about rewarding recognition programs yes. means that you're heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yes. And I do think, you know, we talk about how the most powerful feedback you can give someone is that positive feedback
mm-hmm.
that just says, and it tells them why, you know, that thing you did is great because it really helped that customer or whatever, or because it helped the team or, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. And that yes. in the moment, off the cuff feedback, yes. nothing they said. So
exactly.
Even so, if you're doing all of this other stuff, keep doing that as well. It's really important.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Okay, we could ramble on about this for ages.
We could. We'll save it for another episode.
Let's do an episode on, you know, owners and family businesses and
yes.
reward systems in there, because I think that might be an interesting conversation as well.
Thanks for joining us on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a rating, comment and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to recommend us to a friend. We also love hearing suggestions for topics or guest speakers that you would love to hear from. The best way to reach us to give us those suggestions is over on our Facebook page. Simply head to Facebook and search Grow Your Influence. See you there.